Yeah. That right there is a live deck of yeah. That right there is a tape deck of yeah. It must be Friday. What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. We've got a great Friday show for you. You know what I always say on Friday? Make sure you come hard. Go hard in the paint. Get to the rack. Finish. Leave it all out there. And that way, by the time you get to your Friday afternoon or your Friday evening or whatever it is you do on Fridays, you would have earned it. You'll enjoy it. It'll mean more to you. TGIF, the grind includes Friday. Cheesiest saying ever, but there's something to it. All right, so let's get it done. Get up in here. I've got lots to cover today. Three different things in the way of interviews slash gambling conversations. So you want to get in right now. And again, you're running out of time. We are getting close. We are getting close to ramping up. Ramping up for our X launch. I do not have the exact date, but I will tell you this much. This month sometime. So get up in here with your reps. You want to practice. You want to make sure you're ready for when we do actually roll this thing out. Telephone number is, wait for it, 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on the X platform at Jim Rome. Get used to doing that. Also, email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveitake.com. So Friday is always a very, very busy day in a good way. Coming up at 9:40, Tyler Lockett, longtime NFLer. It's been a minute since I ran him down, so I'm looking forward to that. Tyler Lockett coming up in 40 minutes. The Big Head, James Kelly. We're going to talk some gambling. 10:40, the Big Head's been working it all week long. We'll pick our spots and we'll get down. That's coming up in the second hour. Top of hour number three, LA Dodgers exec, Brandon Gomes. Have not done that before. So looking forward to that. Hey, what do you know? They're playing lights out. As expected, living up to all the expectations, even if you have your conspiracy theory, your cute little conspiracy theory about Shohei and Ipe. I've got an ATP coming up. I've got Alves week that was coming up. And as a reminder, we knocked out a really good Jim Rome podcast earlier. Hey, what's up, fellas? I just saw you guys on the other side of the glass. Sorry about this. If you're at home listening and that's kind of disconcerting and distracting, we're actually working and rehearsing and practicing X while we do the show.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Alvi. That looks pretty bitchin'. I like it. All right, so all of that and Alvi's Ionic week that was, I mentioned this, a really good podcast up. Don't listen to it right now, but check it out later today, maybe over the weekend. Jason McCourty, episode 313. All right, so hit me, 1-800-636-8686. Let's talk some basketball. Right now, right when you thought it might be time to break out the shovel and throw some dirt on Dallas. And no, Vince, in the ATX, calm down. I'm not talking about Jera. He's still alive.
That's all in.
Of course, I'm talking about the Mavericks. I'm saying right now, right when you thought it was time to write off that hobbled dude who lives up on the second floor, my dude Luka, get it in while you can, Alvi. And maybe you still will be able to get it in. I live upstairs from you. Right when you thought that you could write this dude off, my dude Luka and the Mavs come through with a major statement game like last night. Massive win on the road. Massive win on the road to rip the home court from the up-and-coming Thunder. And Dallas was not the only ones. Last night, home court snatching night in the association was everywhere. Somehow, both number one seeds fumbled their number one seed privileges, which is why my half-fam in Chowtown is raging hard this morning, and I can't say that I blame them. Like, on the one hand, I'm not saying it's time to freak out and panic, half-fam, about the Celtics, but at the same time, how many times, I'm going to ask you, how many times have we seen this movie? How many times is this going to happen? How many times are they not only going to lose, but get hammered at home in a critical playoff game? And why does it keep happening? And given that this is no one-off, far from it, how are we supposed to trust the number one seed and the alleged team to beat? half fam? The answer is you can't. You can't trust the Celtics. Not when Donovan Mitchell comes into their house and does whatever the hell he wants, wherever the hell he wants, whenever the hell he wants, and the Celtics can't do a damn thing about it. Pretty tough to win when you can't figure out a way to slow, much less stop their alpha. And then on the other side, you can't hit a shot yourselves. What I'm saying, half-fam, is same as it ever was. This bleep should not still be happening to the Celtics, but obviously it still is. Trust them. Trust them? How the hell do you trust them? How the hell do you trust a team that has been worked at home as a heavy favorite twice already this postseason? Never mind what transpired in prior postseasons. It's still happening this postseason. Cavaliers came in 12.5-point dogs last night, and they won by 24. That's not easy to do. 12.5-point dogs, and they won by 24. Cleveland was 12.5-point dogs in Chowtown last night. And I still had my half-fam fling for the exits halfway through the fourth quarter. What I'm saying is that should not happen. That really should not happen to any team. And that absolutely should not happen to this team. Now, credit to the Don, Donovan Mitchell. Credit to Evan Mobley. Because believe me, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Cavs. They went into Boston's house and they knocked them the hell out. Problem I have with that is Boston is likes to fight town. But their team showed none of that. And I'm not even one of those dudes who's trying to say that the Celtics are the best team ever. The Celtics are a million miles better than everybody else. The Celtics should be stomping everybody, and the series should be a sweep, and they should never, ever play a close game, and they should cruise right through this entire thing and lift the Larry O. I'm not saying that. I mean, that's ridiculous. Anybody who thinks
kind of ridiculous
that they're that is, quote, kind of ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Right, Albie? Right? What's your face? Ricky?
Kind of ridiculous.
I'm not even saying there's any shame in losing a tight game, even at home, to the Cavaliers. But there is shame in getting your ass beat at home. The shame is eating curb in a playoff second half in your own building. That's the thing that should not be happening to this team. That always seems to happen to this team. This is why I do not trust them. So no, Jason Tatum, I don't expect you guys to win every single game or every single game by 25. But I expect you to compete in every single game, especially home games, Jason.
We get it, right? The world thinks we're never supposed to lose. We're supposed to win every game by 25. And it's just, it's not going to be like that all the time. So, you know, we don't expect it to be easy. It's a good team we play in. It's the second round of the playoffs. So it's just going to be fun the rest of the series.
That's the thing, my dude. The world does not expect that. The world's not expecting you to win by 25 every single game.
World needs plenty of bartenders.
The world does need plenty of bartenders. Here's the thing. The world does not expect you to win by 25 every single game, but there is a big difference between winning every game by 25 and losing last night's game at home by 24. I'm no mathematician, but I can figure it out. That's a 49-point difference. This is my point. It's not that you have to win every game. It's not that you have to win every game by 25. It's that you should not be getting run out of your own building as a massive favorite and the alleged team to win it all. That can't happen. Yet, it continues to happen. And the fact that the Celtics are so chill and all, it is what it is about the whole thing, makes me trust them even less. Even if I can acknowledge that they're clearly the most talented team that's left in the East, you know what all that talent got them last night? That curb, Sando. All that said, I do not want to shortchange you or the Cavs, C-Town. Love what I saw from the Dawn. Love what I saw from your crew last night. So credit. We put some respect on that effort. Just like I don't want to shortchange my dude on the second floor, because the Mavs also pulled a Cavs. Snappy little tune, isn't it? Have you heard it? The Mavs also pulled a Cavs, and they ripped the home court from the one seed last night, and they managed to do so with only 9 points from Kyspiracy Irving. Now, he did D up. I'll give Kyrie that much. He just didn't O up, but luckily for him and them, it didn't matter. Luckily for Dallas, P.J. Washington stepped up and knocked in 7 threes. Tim Hardaway came up huge in the clutch. And then the dude on the second floor did the rest. Dallas is a fun team to watch, right? When they're clicking like that. This is why I picked them to win that series before the series. But somebody had a little too much fun watching them last night. Somebody might have enjoyed Luka's performance a little bit too much. At least judging by that post-game presser. Either that, or maybe they just left the hub open and blasting on the lapper. You be the judge of what exactly went down. What happened here?
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think? Okay, moving on.
I hope that's not life.
How did Beavis and Butthead get credentialed? If you heard that, if you listen to that closely, if that doesn't say, come on, I don't know what does. Alvin, let me hear that one more time. This is the guy from the second floor trying to discuss what happened last night. And then somebody, like I said, either left the hub open on their lapper or somebody was getting nice. Either way, Beavis and Butthead were eating it up.
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think? Okay, moving on.
I hope that's not life.
Come on!
Like I said, come on! Can you imagine us dropping this on the X platform and the audience that didn't know the show? They'd be like, what the hell is that? What is going on? Anyway, what that was, I don't know exactly what that was, although I've got a couple of theories. But what I do know is that was extremely awkward for one of you journos. Imagine them all looking around like, hey, man, not me. Wasn't me. No, not me either. Not me either. I've never heard those sounds in my life. Wasn't me. Luka, I thought, was great. This is my work lapper. Even if I did that, it would never happen. This is my work-only lapper. I compartmentalize. I only watch porn on my phone. This is just my lapper. I don't mix work and pleasure. Porn. That's on my iPad. I don't have an iPad here. Look at my bag. I only watch porn on my phone. My teenage son said that his laptop didn't work and he needed it for school. Way to go, Junior. Way to leave that tab open, Junior, when you know I had to work. What a great one-liner, too, from Luka. Quote, I hope that's not live. I guess he's right. That would have been a little more disturbing. If someone or someone's was getting nice right there on the pressure or oppressor, you want to talk about your Flashback Friday. Why don't we talk about a Flashback Friday? Flashback Friday. A flashback to Irv and the Lakers. The Showtime Lakers getting their freak on after games, but before meeting with the press to recap what happened on the hardwood. Not what happened wherever they were getting down between the end of the game and the press gathering, allegedly. You've heard all those crazy stories from back in the day. The forum, allegedly, probably, hopefully, almost assuredly. However, that's not what it seems like. No, it seems like some journo had the hub open on their lapper. Then they pulled out their lapper for the presser, opened it up, and bam, sex sounds. That's what it seems like. Or maybe we're jumping to conclusions here. Maybe there's a logical explanation. Maybe one of those journos is just a huge Yoko honk. Maybe those were not wrestling sounds at all. Maybe that was just Yoko's latest track. Anybody ever consider that? That's Yoko. I hope that's not live. That's Yoko.
I hope that's not live.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe one of the journos was on a speakerphone on a call to the DeLauro household. In which case, it would still be wrestling sounds. And unfortunately for Luca, those sounds would be live and not coming from the hub. Remember the journos. Close all your tabs before you close your lapper. Because you never know what's going to fire up when you fire that thing open. Once again, hope that was not a work-issued lapper or IT is going to be on your ass. You think that you're going to go browsing, in Safe because you're on a privacy tab? How gullible, man. Who do you think you are? Kareem?
What is X?
No.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. Credit to the Mavs. They silenced those dogs like, there is a childhood experience which I normally would share. Actually, I stopped sharing a long time ago involving family dogs, so I'm not going to make that a comp. None of that last night. Just sounds from the hub.
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
Again, I wonder how those two dudes got credentialed.
Okay.
One of my favorite moments in child rearing, I don't know how it happened, but one night, Logs and I don't remember how old Logs was. Not old enough, obviously.
Rogan Logs.
But somehow Rogues and I threw on the Beavis and Butthead movie. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know what my expectations were. And Logan at that age, he was still a kid. He was young. He didn't know who Beavis and Butthead were. He had never been exposed. And I throw the movie on in the opening scene, and I don't remember. I don't even think that I was like adult beveraging. I don't even think there was anything to it. The two of us just were like in hysterics. And DJ was like, what is the matter with you? What is the matter with you? And I couldn't stop laughing. The opening scene of that movie, was there one movie or two? I don't remember. But the opening scene was the funniest thing. For some reason, it hit that way that night. And I look over at Logan, and he can't stop laughing. Like, he's beside himself. And I look at him. I'm like, Logs, I know why I'm laughing. Why are you laughing? And he looked at me, and he said, quote, I don't know, Dad. I don't know. I'm like, what's so funny? He goes, I don't know. It just is. I don't know. When they put me in the ground one day, that shouldn't be one of my lasting memories of child rearing. But that was one of my favorite moments. He and I just thought that was the funniest bleep ever. And he couldn't explain why it was funny. And he had no background, no context, no... He knew nothing about those two dudes and thought it was hilarious. I think it was the first one. I think it was Do America. But that opening scene, the only thing funnier than Logan not being able to explain why it was so funny but was beside himself as a little kid was that DJ and I used to watch the series before we had kids. And DJ thought Beavis and Butthead was hilarious. She loved it. Loved it. And by the way, it was hilarious. Anyway, just being an old head here. I don't know. Some of this stuff comes back. It's like that generation right now, that young generation right now that never saw The Sopranos, that thinks that's like the best stuff ever. And it was. And still holds up. Anyway, Tyler Lockett, 940. The Big Head, James Kelly, 1040. Brandon Gomes, 11 o'clock straight up. These are all Pacific times because I'm on the West Coast. Albie, is it too early? You can do hour three. Dude, it's just that you never miss. We got to keep the streak going. Buzzer-beating slam dunks, surprising steals, clutch three-pointers, basketball playoffs filled with amazing moments like these. You can make your own with payoffs of up to 100 times your initial deposit with Prize Picks. Select two or more players. Pick more or less on their projected stats. Submit your lineup. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with just four correct picks this postseason. You can choose from traditional stats by selecting more or less on points or assists, or more unique ones like getting a dunk, easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks America's number one fantasy sports app. So join the Prize Picks community right now. Over 3 million users already have. Prize Picks right now will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app. Use my code ROME, R-O-M-E. That's code ROME, R-O-M-E. And you'll get a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Albie, really quickly, before I get to the message that I'm going to read, the clones are starting to pick up on something we're dealing with right now, and we are dealing with it. And there's been no resolution, and it may not be a problem. It's just something that we're dealing with and handling prior to our launch. And the launch is coming, and you clones are now reading between the lines. Jim, it's Friday. Can you please bump Marky Mark and Sandstorm? It might be the last time. Mike in Temecula. Well played, Mike. Well played. I said well played, Albie. Back in the day, Sandstorm was a Friday staple. We'd bust that out for every open. Imagine the deck of Yeah, chased by Sandstorm. What's better than a Friday open than Sandstorm? We'd do the entire open under, with Sandstorm underneath it. I mean, how do you get hyped? How can you get more hype for a Friday show? Holy crap, look at these dudes. Get it, Lorne! Get it, Lorne! Incredible. I just saw the CR on the TV side for the first time. Oh, man. Now we're talking. You got some Marky Mark, Albie. I mean, what better way to get hype for a Friday show? So Mike in Temecula, he knows. He knows what's up. He's got sweat coming out his pores. He knows. Damn, Marky Mark got nice. Get yours. I want to see sweat coming out the pores. Man, it'd be sad if that went away. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But Mike's right. We got to get that in. There you go, Mike. You're welcome. But it was a good idea. Hey, listen, feeling good is really, really important. And I'll tell you who understands that. My pals at Relief Factor. Big time partner on the program, Relief Factor. What Relief Factor is a natural way to help fight pain. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. 100% drug-free. Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better, It does not just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate pain. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. In 3 weeks or less, you will know if it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day. I know this because I tried it and I use it and I do feel better all day, every day. Relief Factor is not simply about feeling better, though. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. Over 1 million people have already tried Relief Factor, and that number is going up. Give it a try for yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order, 1-800-4-RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Hey, Chalk, really quick. Real quick, pick it up. Did you know they had cameras in their control room?
Oh, yeah. Had to have, you know?
When were you going to tell me?
I thought you could see it. Because, you know, we've been having this preview multicam that the audience can't see and doesn't know about and will never actually see because it's a production multicam, but
I had not seen it.
I've been up a couple times.
I've seen you guys on the other side. I have not seen them, but man, they were getting nice. Those dudes got down. It's almost like they never heard Marky Mark before.
That's right.
With Sandstorm.
They're doing
it
again.
I like it. I like it. Kind of shadowy in there, though. It's like a club up in there, man.
Whole new control room, but yeah, look at the lighting. It really does have club lighting in there.
It's like a lounge up in there.
Alvin's jealous.
I mean, Alvy, no offense, bro. You've been here a long time, and you've been in that same CR, radio term, TV term, control room. Dude, their new closet control room is nicer than yours. Alvy?
Yeah, we both agree on that.
Sorry about that, man.
It's a technological marvel.
It is a technological marvel, exactly. It's nice. They're getting nice, and it's nice. All right. Alvy's reaction is, in their control room, it's 20:30. In our control room, it's 19:30. That's great, dude. Alvy's rocking Windows 98 or Prodigy or Commodore 64. These guys have all the latest technology in the other control room. Love it. Clones, get ready. It's coming. We are going to debut on the X platform and stream this show for the first time ever. We have never streamed the program. And I don't want to speak for X. I saw they had a doc. They had a Celtics documentary that I saw is up to 7 million views. So they've dabbled in it. But I think we are the first long form. One of the first long form programs. So it's new to everybody and it's coming. I see the work they're doing on my studio. I already saw those dudes in the 2030 studio next door. Yeah, I'll be sorry that you live in the 1930s. Prohibition, yo. At least they didn't prohibit sex. You can still get down, Alvy. You can't get your gin. Dude, back then, I don't even think they had condoms. There were lots of kids back then. Dude, you would fit in perfectly.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome, and I'm hyped to do this because it has been a minute. We're joined right now by a wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. He has played 9 years in the NFL. He played his college ball at Kansas State, three-time All-Pro. Coming off a year where he had 79 receptions, 894 yards. He had 5 touchdowns last year. I'm talking about Tyler Lockett. Tyler, it is great to have you on the show, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How's everything going with you?
Everything is great with me. It's great to hear your voice, man. I appreciate you. It's good to have you back. So bring me up to date. How's your offseason going so far? And what's keeping you busy in addition to all the individual work that you normally get in to get ready for the season?
Yeah, I mean, the off season is going great, man. I think it's kind of your time to kind of like mentally get back right. Obviously, doing a lot of workouts coming up to Seattle to be able to do a lot of the off season training with the rest of the team. When I'm not doing that, I'm kind of doing a lot of real estate, man. So I got my license in Texas, Washington, and Oregon now. And so, by the way, I'm out here at Pumpkin Ridge right now. golfing. So that's pretty sweet, too, in the off season.
Dude, first of all, I love that. I love all of that. How are you hitting them right now? How's your game? What's your number?
Man, I'm probably about six over right now, and we're, I think, on hole number seven.
It's all right. It's all right. So, you know how it is, man. You get out with the fellas. As long as you play fast, it's all good, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been hitting the ball really good. I had two little errors in my swing, but for the most part, I've been playing pretty good, man. I got two pars right now out of the seven, so.
That's got to feel good, dude. That's solid. And you are an elite athlete. I know you'll make the adjustments in your swing. Hey, talk to me really quickly about real estate. What kind of real estate? Commercial real estate, residential real estate, all the above?
Yeah, so I do it all, man. So I do a lot of single family residential real estate. I do multifamily as well. Got into the retail industry and stuff like that. I've been doing that in Texas. And there's actually a developer that I'm working with out in Oregon. So we've been working on being able to, like, get the commercial multifamily apartments, like, listed and stuff.
Good for you. Tyler Lockett joining us. So when we're talking business, because we are, then you've got the business of football, which can be pretty ruthless. There was speculation a few months ago that maybe your time with the Seahawks might come to an end because of salary cap limitations. Did you ever at any point think there might be a real possibility that you might have played your last game for the Seahawks and you might have to go someplace else?
Absolutely. I think everybody kind of has that mindset because we understand that the stability in the NFL is, you know, it's not the norm. And so it's hard to be able to have confidence every year or let alone every week because you just never know what the team is thinking, what everybody on the front office is thinking. And so that's why you just got to be able to go out there and play. You know, a lot of my really good friends got let go, man. And so, you know, that's hard and tough to be able to deal with. And, you know, when it was my turn to be able to start having those negotiations, you know, my agent ended up talking with John, the GM, and there was mutual interest that, you know, I still had, like, a lot left in me to be able to go play. And so, you know, John Snyder stood on the table for my dad when he drafted him for the Chiefs. So it's pretty cool that, you know, he still kind of has that belief in me knowing that I could still bring a lot to the table.
All right, see, that's history right there. That's an amazing story. Tyler Lockett joining us. So you've got that deep, deep-rooted history, but business is business. Let me ask you this. How much of your decision to rework your deal had to do with money, and then how much of it had to do with the fact that you're a team captain, you've had the longest tenure with that team of any player, and you've just been all in with the organization? In other words, how much did it have to do with things that were not related directly to money?
Well, I mean, I think it has to do with a lot because, you know, you want to be able to be somewhere where the team believes in you, where the coaching staff believes in you. Obviously, we got a new coaching staff, so, you know, had to be able to see, like, what their thoughts were of me and if they believed in me. And, you know, they love me as a player and they love, you know, what I bring to the team as well, just in the support, with just being able to be there for each other, stuff like that. So, I mean, all of those things played a huge role, and I think it was just a blessing and another addition that, you know, they also allowed my real estate team to be the official realtors of the Seahawks again. Obviously, I love the fans. The fans are like family, and being in Seattle is like home as well. And so this is an organization that I want to be a part of, and I'm glad that I have another opportunity to be a part of it. And I'm going to just keep taking it one day at a time, one game at a time, one year at a time, to keep trying to be great.
Tyler Lockett joining us. You mentioned you want the new coaching staff to come in and appreciate who you are, what you do, and what you can still do. What are your thoughts on that new staff? For those who don't remember, Mike McDonald steps in right now. He was the D coordinator last year with the Ravens. He's only 36. What are your early impressions of your new head coach? What do you think he brings to the franchise?
Man, I love our head coach, man. You know, obviously him and Pete are different in their own way, but I think they're both great in their own way as well. You know, super disciplined, super at what he does and how great of as he plays defense. And then when you look at the staff that he brings in a lot of people that have that same mindset and mentality that want to be able to be great. And so I'm just being able to look forward to being a part of what they're doing. I watched Grubbs a lot when he was at UW. And so it's pretty cool to be able to be a part of the system and kind of learning how he sees the game as well.
We're talking to Tyler Lockett for a few more moments. You know, when you look at it, it's like a golden age of wide receivers right now across the NFL, and you've got even more coming in with that great, great draft class, which makes the following stats to me even more impressive. Since DK Metcalf's rookie season in 2019, you and DK have combined for the most receptions and receiving TDs of any receiving tandem in the league. What does that distinction mean to you?
And I think it means a lot, man, because, like, when being able to play with DK, I mean, first of all, I think the chemistry is right there. The way that we play together is phenomenal. And I think the biggest thing, man, is that, like, neither of us are self-centered. Like, we want what's best for the team, and we're willing to do whatever it takes for the betterment of our team. And, you know, we play, like, along each other, and we play off of each other, you know. And so I think that's the cool part is if I'm seeing DK shine, it makes me happy, and I know I have a chance to be able to shine as well, because teams have to pick and choose. And then you get other great receivers like Jax coming in, and Jax has a lot to be able to give to his team. And so, I mean, I'm really excited about where this team is. Obviously, the stats that it talks about with me and DK is great, and I think there's so much more that we could be able to do and give to not only this team, but just this new coaching staff as well.
So, Tyler, let me get your thoughts on the hot take of the week, because every week's got one now. What do you make of Austin Rivers' claim that he could find 30 guys playing in the NBA right now who could play in the NFL, but there isn't a single guy currently in the NFL who could run in the NBA?
I mean, everybody has their own opinion, right? I mean, when you look at a lot of the history, you know, I've watched Tony Gonzalez. Him and my dad are great best friends. You know, you watch Antonio Gates, just to name a few. And, you know, a lot of guys that are more of the power forwards and stuff like that, their body type and their body lean, all that stuff kind of matches to being a tight end, right, in this game. You got to be physical, stuff like that. You rarely kind of see a lot of skilled players make that transition from basketball to football. And it's not saying that they can't, but, you know, the game of football is just a lot different. Like, everybody looks good in, you know, spring drills or off-season drills, but what separates a lot of people is, are you able to take a hit? Of course, you don't have to always take a hit, because I don't always take hits, right? But at the same time, like, the physical part of your body is different. The way that you're getting tackled is different. Like, you know, it's just a lot of stuff that plays into it. There are some players that have played from football and went to basketball. I know somebody that played. I can't remember what school he went to, but I had seen a tweet about it that he was one of the ones that did it. I do think it's possible that a lot of football players can go to the league and play defense for sure with the physicality and stuff, especially how they play in the playoffs. And just that alone, like, guys are going to get great deals just from being able to play defense. Will the offense look the same as the NBA players? Probably not. But that's because we don't practice with a ball all the time. You know what I mean? Like, we practice in other things when learning how to catch, not learning how to dribble.
It's a great technical explanation. So, Tyler, really quickly before I turn you back to the course, what about Geno? Geno Smith's resurgence, obviously, has been absolutely amazing, and he went instant legend when he said, they wrote me off, but I didn't write back. I mean, still, there was some chatter about his future, too. I'm curious. He's the QB1 still. What kind of a leader is he in the locker room? And then how much does everybody feed off his vibe and energy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all know that Geno's a leader, and he's going to do whatever's necessary to be able to win. You know, he's going to be on you. He knows how to be able to cheer us up and tell us, like, hey, come on, I need you. But he also, you know, knows how to keep you accountable in a way to where he can reach these guys and say, hey, come on, man, this ain't it. Like, you know, I need you to do the right stuff. I need you to run the right routes, because everything is precise. Everything is based off of time and in that chemistry. And so if we do something that's different than what we practice, then it looks different, right? And it makes us all look bad. And so I think he's done a great job being able to lead this team, being able to understand this new offense, and just being able to take the offense by charge.
Three-time All-Pro, 9 years in the NFL, and Tyler, that might have been the single best golf course interview we've ever had on the program, man. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much, dude. Have a great rest of the round. I hope we can do it again soon. That was fun.
Man, no problem, man. And maybe we can get out there and play golf one of these days. Just let me know the courses, and I'll try to tour them.
I love it, dude. I love it. I'll take you up on that. Tyler Lockett joining us. That was so good. Love it. It had been a minute. In fact, I'm looking at my records. I don't think he and I have spoken since 2020. Good to have him back on the show. Great breakdown. And you got to love a guy interrupting a round because generally, Chandler Parsons did it not long ago and he was awesome. But generally, dudes, people do not want to be interrupted while they're on the golf course, right? It's their sanctuary. It's their way to get away. So he pro'd up. Tyler Lockett joining us. All right, so that's a good way to end hour number one. Quick reminder, it's a Friday, so you've got the ATP coming up later on. Here's something new about the Ask the Pros. You want to post your question at Jim Rome. You want to use the hashtag AskThePros. You want to do it on the X platform. Listen later on. I might answer one of your questions. In the meantime, remember, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Man, smooth and easy. Coming up next hour, if there's a good telephone call, I'll take it. Top of hour number one, get up in here. 1-800-636-8686. You can react to anything you've heard so far, or if you want to bring something new to it, if you have your own agenda, good. I'm here for it. I've got the platform. I have hundreds of radio stations, millions of listeners. Man, take advantage of it. Where else are you going to find a bullhorn?
A million.
Like that. I can do that for you. Also next hour, the big head, James Kelly. He's grinding his system, getting ready for his picks. 1040. We go back to back. Top of hour number three. Dodger Executive VP and GM, Brandon Gomes. ATP coming up. Alvy's Week That Was coming up. Alvy's got a prize pick coming up. All of that still ahead. Do not go anywhere. Hour number two next.